accepted.
Yeah, so remember last week's shiur. There's always a hamshach, but it's not really a hamshach. Last week, we got to this point. I'll tell you where we got, and we'll see if we could go further. We got to the point that Perek Gimel, we're learning Perek Gimel. Oh, I have a different one. No, okay. No, can you give me a
page 41?
Yeah, but I have the old one. Do you have a, give me that one, look. Tell me if it says 7 on the cover. Because otherwise it's different. Okay, so in page 41, yeah, 41. I just, because I have my summary here. And we learned that Perek Gimel in Shmoneh Perukim is about convincing you to go to the doctor, right? That's basically what we learned last week. And we're medayek a little bit to prove that that's what he's trying to get to. And it's a very interesting thing. We could think, did we ever say about this, the sheet already? It's a very interesting thing. In other words, Rambam wrote a cipher about midas, tikkun ha-midas. Tikkun ha-midas is the same thing as the first ha-nefesh. Works with this, and he uses this analogy a lot. It's an analogy, works with this, it's the same thing. It also literally means that we learned already what it means. And therefore, the way this book is organized is it tells you there's such a thing as a nefesh, has so many and so many parts, and so many and so many parts can have certain and certain malas chesroinus, like health and sickness. And Perek Gimel, he finally says that health, and that's the first part of Perek Gimel, the first like header that I made, health of the soul is having good midas, sickness of the soul is having bad midas. Okay, sickness of the body is not relevant to us. Okay, so that's, now basically we have to go to the next step. Now that there's bad and good midas, we have to find out, basically the normal way of saying this would be to say, okay, now we have to find out what the bad and the good midas are and how to get from the bad ones to the good ones. That's l'choyre how the normal way of organizing this book would be. That's how the Rambam source, more or less, is organized. In other words, it says there are good and bad midas. The person should be healthy, which means having good midas, and goes on to define what the good midas are. The definition is, in this book, it's in Perek Dalet, the Derech HaMitzvah, that's the good midas, being in the middle. And then there's another thing, which Rama, I think, emphasizes this a lot more than any of the other people that talk about this, which is how to get, or his framing is for sure emphasizing this, I have to compare it more clearly, how to get from being bad to being good. So in other words, if I give you like a summary of Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet, Perek Dalet mostly talks about, like first part is, says what the good midas are, but it's actually not marech in that. In other words, the thing that he should have been marech in, if it would just be a book of telling you what the good and bad midas are, I think that in Hilchos Da'is there's a little more arichas about this. Not a lot more, but a little more. Like, you see here just like a list, literally a list. Ein Yofa Gvira Bedichas on page 47. You can almost see a list. Basically what we can see, right? We can see in page 45. I'm just telling you here, so I emphasize this point. In page 45 he tells you the malas is the derech ha-mitzvah, and then he goes on for a list of, I counted 9 different midas, derech ha-mitzvah, and how there's mistakes. You can have too much or too little. And that's all he says about what the good midas are. That's like that as much as you get to explain what good midas are from the Rambam, at least in this book. What he goes on for in the Perek Dalet is 2 things. One thing is, he tells you how to change from bad to good. He talks about Hergel, and he talks about how, famously, you have to move to the other side in order to spring back, to go to the middle. Okay? And then the thing that the rest of the chapter is busy with is a certain mistake that people have, basically. Okay, there's a fourth, more things. But let's say the next big subject of chapter 4 is how people have mistakes that people don't know what the good midas are. Like there's some people that think that precious is a very good thing, but really it's not. That's what it gives a lot of space to that discussion. And then it goes back to the fact that we have to always do the fear and so on. Okay, and then Perek gives you the tachlis of all of this. That's basically the whole summary of the whole theory of this book. Perek Vav Zayin and Ches are like derech agav things, are important things, but they're not like part of the Iker Mahalach.
At the end, he says the tachlis of everything.
Perek, yeah.
Shouldn't that be?
But it sort of makes sense because tachlis is the end. Tachlis is what you get to. Mm-hmm.
The format of this, you put this together, so it has a sivu lenik from. Halakim of what? And you started from the
Shmoneh. This is just Shmoneh Perukim. That's all. We just added a lot of headers and some maramakaymas and stuff. The kitzur ha'maaseh is, now I don't know how much of a diyek it is to me medayek, which things he like, why he didn't actually explain us a lot of what we need to know. He for sure didn't explain us a lot of what we need to know. Could be that he relied on Pirkovis itself to explain some things. Could be that other reasons, I don't know. But it's for sure important to realize the things that he did think that are important to his mahalach, what he's trying to convince us of. And this is why we're learning officially Perek Gimel. That's what we're up to right now. And you see the Perek Gimel says like this. And Perek Gimel is like the Akdumah to Perek Dalet, right? Because Perek Alef and Beis were just like very general, you could call them physical, metaphysical Akdumahs, like facts, most basically facts, how much parts the soul has, and which parts, which malas chesonis belong to, that's Perek Beis. And now we have to get to the meat, to the actual thing, to say that there is chesonis, there is machlis, and therefore you have to be healed. That's Perek Gimel and Dalet. But now we notice that a lot more than just telling us like what are the good midas, or you could even say, okay, so how to do tshuva basically, right? How to become better. He spends a lot of time on convincing us. Maybe his most modification is convincing us that we need to get better, or that we are sick. It seems like the thing that he's very much, very worried about. So, for example, and this is why I get to this, because and not only that we're sick, that's number one, and that we need a doctor. He's very into this doctor. In other words, because you see Perek Gimel, which has its title, B'choli HaNefesh, but doesn't really Mekayim, it's like no divine Mekayim. He says that it's going to talk about Choli HaNefesh, but it doesn't really talk about any Choli HaNefesh. Like you would expect Choli HaNefesh to be a list of the bad midas or something like that. That's how I would
have... Choli HaNefesh in Nehemiah means bad midas?
Yeah. Choli, that's, yeah. The sicknesses of the soul. Sicknesses of the soul means bad midas. Not what psychologists call sickness, but what being a bad person. Yeah.
Meaning, and he should have explained what's the bad stuff.
Yeah,
right.
He doesn't do that. He does that in Perek Dalet, Mechlele, because he defines what the good ones and says bad is to be little too much or too little. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't tell you, it doesn't do any of that. It doesn't actually do that. What it does is something else. It says that there are Choli HaNefesh, okay, thank you. And then, which sort of we already know, I think that the whole first paragraph of this Perek is things that you already know, basically, because he already told you that, we discussed this, right? He already told you in Perek Aleph, Shetekin HaMidas, Hirifes HaNefesh. Doesn't really say much more than what he told you already there. Maybe it says a little more Bariches, okay. And then the rest of it talks about this. It talks about two things, okay? It talks, number one, like my header in Perek, in page 42, it talks about how sick people think that good things are bad or bad things are good. This is something very important.
So we say sick people, you mean people with bad midas?
Yeah. Sick people means, not sick people, people with bad midas, yeah. Sick people, benefesh. Sick people with gif are people whose heart doesn't work or whatever. And sick people, benefesh, is people whose chelik ha'ava doesn't work, right? The person has, like, that's why we started with chelki ha'nefesh. There's people has a bunch of parts. Each of them have to work. What defines working? That's the tachlis.
But one that's not working, tachlis.
Exactly. Very simple. If my immune system doesn't work, that's a machlas immune system. If my dealing with other people's system doesn't work, that's a machlas abedin lechavere. Whatever exact midah it is. Stimmt. That's how it's mamish the same kind of thing as a machlas.
Makes sense because in that chelik of nefesh.
Exactly. It's not working. It's not doing what it needs to be doing. What's not working mean? Not doing what it needs to be doing. It's not working. Zenikra machlas nefesh. Now, but then he goes on to last two. Then he gives us two more sigyas, two very interesting things that we have to wonder why they belong here. Like maybe they're just a derech agav thing or like a small thing. The first thing is, and this actually brings also in Perek in Chazdeis and Perek Beis, so it seems to be very important. The first thing is, just like us, he goes like this, just like a person who's sickly in his body, he could like the wrong things. Sometimes he has an appetite for eating things that are not good, or the opposite, he doesn't like eating the things that are good for him. And he's, right? That's something that happens. In the same way, someone who is sick, benefesh, he has bad midas, he thinks that bad things are good or good things are bad, so he's mistaken. We discussed.
But everyone that has one, I'm saying, who's.
Yeah, very good. Everyone, so, l'chore, this is a machle, maybe there's such a machle, it doesn't seem to be what defines machles.
So, the person has one, and he becomes a.
Not in all of them, in this subject, either.
So then it just, in this thing, it becomes fakir.
Yeah, so, we discussed that Maybe it's questionable if in Choyle Aguf this is mamash like something that defines all machles, because I don't know if all machles touch you what you like. Maybe in some sense yes, but it's not, I don't need, not important for me. What is important is that it does define, this is important, it does define in somewhat, and this is the thing where we have to get to figure out, a lot more to think about, and I'm a little stuck about it, but it seems the thing that I for sure know is that the problem with having bad midas for the Rambam is liking the wrong things. It's not acting the wrong way. Acting the wrong way is the tetzoah of that. Just like if someone's heart doesn't work, the problem is that your heart is broken, something is tzibrachen, and therefore it's clapping the wrong way. But the symptom, that's like just like a symptom, almost like a symptom.
Ruach is more important. You have to do the mitzvah, but the ruach of the mitzvah.
Could be. It could be the ruach of the mitzvah says this. It has. No, how nice. Could be. No, but midas rus. It's because of his understanding of midas as like a part of the soul, like there's a like an everything. Toiv means that what a thing is should be doing what it's supposed to be doing. If something, what is a broken table? A table that doesn't table well, that doesn't serve as a table. Then a broken hand is a hand that doesn't do the pillars of a hand that's supposed to be doing. And if it's broken, it doesn't do that. Same thing, there's, if you have midas, which are like ways of relating to other people, ways to like things and dislike things, ways to react, cast, not cast, things like that, then that part of you has a way in which it's supposed to be working. And if it doesn't, then it's broken. So, and it's not only, like you said, the more premium the thing is more important, or at least that's the machla. And you'll see later that it's also possible to actually do the right things and still be sick. It's very important.
What's
over here.
What's the premium thing?
The liking. The liking. Mm-hmm. The Rambam says, or Aristotle says, and the Rambam goes after him, that nobody calls someone good who doesn't like to do good. In other words, you're not a Baal Chesed if you don't like to do Chesed. You're maybe a Oysa Chesed, better than being a Oysa Nisht Chesed. But you're not a good person. You're only a good person when you like doing the good things. If you have pleasure in them, literally. You like them and you have pleasure in them. And if you don't do it, then it's a Gunisht. We're talking about someone that does it.
No, the Shal is. Someone likes it, can't do it.
I'm not sure that that's very helpful. No, the Rambam, it's not. No, I don't think so. Also, it's not considered liking. It's not. It's not. Just to be clear, he's not Chovos Lovos. Chovos thinks that the main thing is to want to do the right thing, and the doing is less secondary. The Rambam doesn't hold like that, but the Rambam does hold that the source of liking thing of doing things is the certain liking. In other words, the health. That's like my mush, the mushla of the body is the most clarifying. If someone says I have a good heart, but it doesn't actually, if something is chtoni, stub chtoni is ma'akev. Someone like, right? What's the difference between a sick person, for example, like an injury, not necessarily sick, right? Let's say I'm a very good runner. I know to run very well, right? So I'm like, my running is healthy, my feet are healthy, okay. But today I'm locked in jail and I can't run. I'm not really a good, it makes no difference that I'm a good runner. It's only potentially. If I'm going to be let out of jail, I'll be able to run well. But right now, it's because she, you could say on me that I'm a good runner. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying that the ikr is what you want, ikr is what it's in your heart. Dram, that is not a person that thinks like that. Dram does say that there is something in your heart, and that is what's going to cause what you're doing.
You need that heart to do it properly.
No, not dafka. It could be that you can do it perfectly. The Rambam says beferish in Perek Zayin. In other words, let's talk the other way around. The other way around, it's clearer. It's more beferish at least. Yeah, of course you need to do it. Not only you need to do it. The doing is what's good, right? For example, let me first say it the other way around so it's clear, and then we say it this way.
Tell us tefillin and mezuzah. So you tell you explain to the reason why we do it.
No, it's different. It's different. Tefillin and mezuzah are not midas at all. They're only pe'ilas. We discussed that in Perek West. Doing mitzvahs masis are not.
But the pe'illah is not.
Pe'illism, it's a masa. Maybe it's supposed to cause something internal, but it's the pe'illah, it's different. Mitzvahs are just mitzvahs in this framework. We're not talking about mitzvahs. We have to talk about midas itself. This whole book doesn't talk about mitzvahs. Echmein, it talks a little about mitzvahs, but it's not about mitzvahs. It says in Perek Beis that it's not about mitzvahs, more or less. Mitzvahs are pe'illahs.
Not doing mitzvahs come from a bad
nidah. Yeah, it could be. Could be that. It's nachon, but said. But. If we could talk about it the other way around, it's much simpler. But you have to be very, very clear, and the Rambam makes this very clear, both in Perek Beis and in Perek Vav, that he's not talking about mitzvahs. In other words, mitzvahs is their own system, they connect to the system somehow, but it's not the same thing. We're talking about Shlemes HaNefesh, which is self. In other words, I'll tell you in the most clear way. Everything that says that you're sick, a goy that acts like that is also sick. A goy that doesn't put on tefillin, there's nothing wrong with him. And I go, I put them, not a worse person for not putting on tefillin. Could have helped him to put on tefillin, I'm not saying. But it's not a worse person. But a goy that has midas hakas is a worse person. So everything we're talking about is totally kili secular. Not specifically midas, mitzvahs things. It's a mitzvah to have good midas ochet, but it's not a specifically things that are only there because of the mitzvah. It's all mishpatim, and that's what it talks about in Perek Vav. And therefore, what the thing that when we say that the internal thing is important, we're saying that in his system, if there's two people, one of whom does everything, but he's forcing himself, he doesn't like it, Ms. Gabriel Yitzray, and the other person likes it, but he's doing it, then the second person is a sick person, and the first person is a healthy person. Even though they're acting the same exact way. It's in the same way, like just like if you, and we can understand this again by the analogy of the body, right? If my heart system is broken and I have some kind of transplant or whatever that makes me work, I'm still sick, but Hashem, I survived. Maybe it's going to help me, so the next time I could get back better and so on. It's always a good thing to do. Maybe it's going to even train me slowly. But it's the it's in the midst of the thing is sick. It's broken. It's not working. So your koyach ha-chesed or whatever koyach ha-midas is supposed to be working by itself. Now working doesn't mean now I can go back to the other way around. This doesn't mean that it's enough to just want, because that's very funny. Why would you just want? If you want, that means you're doing it. Right. So unless you're honest, but the fact problem with honest is that it's.
What point does it become bad? I'm saying I'm assuming. So for myself, I'm not a shaman any neither. So at what point does it?
It's always bad. Nafmar, but nafzeh.
Always bad.
He talks about this. Yeah, yeah. He says that most people are born bad, and that's why they have to have training. Yeah.
So all the chelke amidas that we're missing is really.
It's machlis.
Our badness. So we're really not working on anything good. It's only just getting rid of the bad.
What do you mean? No, it doesn't. Not everything has to be absolute. It could be a little good, a little bad.
Yeah, but it's bad now. I still have to get rid of the bad.
We are all a little bit sick, or a lot sick.
Right.
That's something. That's what he's trying to convince us of this very much. It's important for him to convince us of this for some reason.
When is it? Yeah, absolutely.
The Rambam says that when it becomes mamash bad, there's levels. Everything has levels, right? You could talk about normal bad and meshige bad, right?
You pass for people because chayle nefesh. There's things you do.
No, so chayle nefesh over here is a much softer term than when we say chayle nefesh. When we say it means what we call chayle nefesh in like psychological terms is what Ram would call a chayle agif.
Different. But Navi Sheki calls him chayle nefesh.
We have to medayek over there. I don't remember. We have to medayek. It's not this different system. It's a different. I'm talking about. I don't think it's talking about bad. Maybe also, but I don't know. After medayek, I know what you're talking about, but after medayek, I don't know. It's like a tishan. But for sure, here it's a different thing. The where am I? Okay, stimmt.
So. If you have a rotsin, then if you have a rotsin for something, does it mean that the Ram would consider that you have
to? Yeah, it's not enough for him. It's also like a weird thing to say. Like if you have rotsin without yecholes, the problem is that it's barely a rotsin. Because he's not talking about rutzen. There's wish and want and there or like. No, they're two different things. Mm-hmm. When we say rutzen, we mean like a wish. I wish I would have been a masman, okay? It's very far from actually liking. What we're talking about.
Someone for 20 years was writing to the Misfits film. I interrupted him, sorry.
You could interrupt me. Just try it again.
Someone for 20 years did a Misfits film, then he went into a coma for 100 years. But he was very into this film, very into it. Can't imagine.
If he's in a coma, then he's dead already. That's different.
But
Kana's dead.
About the Ishat film, right?
Say that, but no, the coma doesn't count. Coma is Bechinas Chatzimes, or even less than a coma, even when you're sleeping. What do you do when you're sleeping? And a chanami, it's not. Firstly, again, we keep on going back to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are of a different together. Mitzvahs are coming because mitzvahs are just pelis. If you don't do it, tafir putte, zaputte, chayv, chayv. But we're talking about midas. Then, not having the choilis is actually a problem. The answer is the answer is that the Rambam is not lachot choilis. The choilis always seems to think that it's not the main thing is to want to do the good thing. Rambam does not think like that. Almost, yeah. The Rambam talks could be because of this. There's like psychological difference. They understand the soul differently.
So what's the higher level of wishing that the Rambam wants?
Liking. What we say liking. In other words, wishing that's what we got. We got all this. I'm giving words in English. They're not. We have to talk a lot more until we understand each other.
Wishing is
the
value to it?
Passively, but we're not. That doesn't. In other words, I'll say it like this. We are not talking about what we usually call rutzen. When that's why Ram talks about midas as belong to koyach ha-mes'oireh. Koyach ha-mes'oireh is sort of means something like koyach ha-appetite, wanting. Okay, but it's important to differentiate between different things called wanting, and we differentiate in a different class between things that are lower than that. Right? We said that liking is more than pleasure, than feeling pleasure. Remember that, Rusha?
So midas is wanting.
Yes, but also, so one thing is different than liking. Okay, I like the word liking. You'll understand why. You must ask that I like it. I don't. That's a good word. We already discussed it enough.
Yeah.
I like the word liking, and then when I say liking, I mean something like being the kind of person that does that, right? So
again, being the
kind of person that does that. Lamushal, when I say liking, I'll tell you what I don't mean. What I don't, two things that I don't mean. I like, each of them is like a lot of arichas to understand. And but one thing I don't mean is sensing. Okay, sensing is not the same as liking. People are confused. They say the Chaznish said the Ktzas HaChoish didn't have tam and kegel. People think that means when he ate it, his taste buds didn't feel sweetness or whatever. It doesn't. If he was a healthy person, then he had a tam and kegel. That's not what it means. What it means is that he didn't like eating kegel. Nish kan kegel esir. His thing wasn't eating kegel. It's nothing to do with the sense. Or it's talking about other tavas. It says shloyahen. It doesn't mean he shouldn't have the sense. It means that it's not into it. It's not, doesn't like eating kegel. And it's like people say you can develop a taste for something. Developing a taste is not, you're not training your, it's in a different, it's in a higher level than senses.
Desire is the word desire?
Yeah, desire is a good word. Liking, desire. Liking is a simpler word than desire, but yeah.
Desire, you're going to go
after. Some people say desire. So, in other words, exactly. Desire means something I'm attracted to. I'm going after it. The opposite is the aversion, a thing I'd hate. Right? And that's different. People like things that taste bitter, that don't taste good. But that's what I like, right? And the opposite. So that's different. And the same thing, but it's important. That's the same thing. Liking is different than wanting or than wishing. I could say the word wishing. Let's call it right now wishing. I don't know if it's the... What we call wanting is not the same thing. Because when I say I like to eat Pepsi, to drink Pepsi, I don't mean to say I want to drink Pepsi. Like the Bereshit talk about the Ritzonis and Chikas. They're not talking about that kind of like. They're talking about something different. They're talking about like having a... It's something much further from the taste, right? It's something very far. It's something like I would have liked... I would have wanted to be in a situation where this is true. Wanting and liking are two different things. Liking is much closer to the action than wanting. You could say it like this.
Liking
and
is much closer.
Wanting, what we call wanting, what we say wishing. What people usually call rutzen. Yeah. More in the sense of more magishim. It's closer to the action.
Desire being most magishim.
Yeah, magishim. Closer to the action. More real. More concrete. Desire means I'm a foodie. I like food.
And the target, the type of midas is.
And midas belongs to desires. All midas, according to the Rambam, are kinds of desires, or belong to the kind of thing that a desire is. Desire is maybe when you talk about desire for food, it's one thing. But and someone that's
all midas in the whole Rambam means that.
All midas and hilchas da'as, yeah, and that kind of midas. So when it talks about midas
v'deis.
No. So there's malas hasichlis and malas hamidas in this, in the language of this book. Malas hamidas means this. Malas hasichlis means other things. Malas hamidas always means this. What we call midas usually, it's a funny word. We can talk about the history of the word. Doesn't matter. Character traits, okay? In English, the word that actually says what it means. Midas doesn't really mean that. Midas means measures. Who knows? What's the difference? Malas hamidas, character traits, character virtues. That's what we're talking about. And those are kinds of desires. They're not senses, and they're also not wishes or wants. I want to be a masmid is not that.
Where do we source the midas from?
What do you mean source?
How do we know what midas to do?
Oh, which ones are the correct ones? Very good. That's what we're getting to. We don't know yet. Rami didn't tell us yet. We're kind of stuck about this. This is where we're stuck. But first we know what a midah is. It seems to be the backwards way of doing things, but this is how the Rami does that. We have to know what a midah is. A midah is, like I'm saying, like you know the story, like a masmad is a lamda nishdev is not someone that likes to learn, someone that actually learns. You'll notice that there's a lot of levels in this story. Now, I could use this very simply to explain the difference. There's someone that wants to learn in the sense of he fabreng the tog, but he would have liked to be a masmid. That's what I'm calling now wanting. Then there's someone that actually does learn a lot, but right now he's not learning, he's sleeping. He went to a simcha. It's not really true that a masmid is when he's actually learning. When he's loymid, no, he has the middah, right? He has the middah of a smother. It means he actually likes to learn. He's not actually learning right now. So it's levels, we could call it levels of Bekoyach and Bepoel. Doesn't matter right now. But you can see...
Whatever he likes to do.
You can see the difference. You can see the difference. You see, there's a difference if someone says, I hold of being a master. I wish I was a master. But you're not a master in any sense. You're a Reutzelius master.
He's learning. Then
he's actually being a master. That's different. Then he's not even a master. It's not a mid. It's more than the mid. Then the mid is Bepoel and Mamish. Then he's the mid. He has the mid, of course. But then he's actually doing it. He's doing what he likes. That's exactly. That's the Shlemis. That's called Shlemis. Shlemis is doing things. That's not a mid anymore. Then it's also a mid. Then it's already the but he's not doing it without liking it, right? If he would be learning and forcing himself, he hates it every second of it, then he doesn't have the middah asmuda. He has his mischanach asmuda or whatever it is, but he doesn't have the middah. But if when you do what you, when we, right, we see this. We don't call someone that forced himself to learn a masmud. He's a tzaddik. It's different. He's an oivet. If someone that likes it, he's a masmud. But he's not a masmud not for doing it lepoel mamish, and also not for wanting, but for something in between those two things, which is liking, which you call desire. That's the kind of thing that he does. That's the kind of thing that he likes to do. That's how word, which shows that the difference between he's actually doing it. Yeah, he's something like that.
Is it part of his spirit?
Okay, that's what we were talking about. Now, where am I, Bichlal? Okay, so because of this, you could see why the Rambam at least gives us this example, this nekuda of Choleh HaNefesh. He gives us the mushal of Choleh Aguf, liking the wrong thing. Says if someone is sick and he's eating sand, okay, there's something wrong, you're broken. That's the sick, that really is the sickness. The sickness is not that you're eating the sand and it's going to hurt your stomach. That's the problem. But why is there, you have a bigger problem than that, right? Your system of, you're supposed to like the right things. You're supposed to have a desire, have an appetite for what. In a normal situation, the person has a more or less a healthy appetite. He eats what machal b'niyim, things that people eat that make people better. And if he's trying to eat sand, there's something wrong with him. It's not only the problem that eating sand, which let's tie him up and not eat sand. That would be step emergency, how do you call it, first aid. But healing him would be somehow teaching him or taking away this mishigas that he has, this machal that he has, which is that he likes eating sand. It's a whole different level, right? So that's why it's important. Now here we get, right, like you said, here we get to an intellectual question almost, and you'll notice. In other words, now first, it's important, but now the Rambam goes on, I have to say what the third thing is so you don't understand. Then he goes on to talk about why it's so important to go to the doctor, okay? He talks about that. If you know that you're sick, then you go to the doctor, and he tells you a way how to stop liking sand and start liking normal things. And if you don't know that you're sick, then Surah Sidis, there's no solution for you. And then he brings psikim for these two things. Those are the only things in this chapter that he brings psikim for, which is interesting. Whenever he brings psikim, why does he bring psikim for some things and not for other things? There's something going on. Nahon?
Wow, so what? So someone who doesn't know has no solution.
If you think, very good, if you think that you're healthy, and lechatakana. That's like a
Sohen Estechachas, says another Shiva. Someone else can tell you.
Very good. You have to trust that other person, and you at least already know something. You know that you're not the smartest person.
So you're scared to go to the doctor.
But that has nothing to do with the sickness. Someone comes and tells you, "I know that you're an angry person, or whatever." Right? Giving that example, right?
Right.
The guy never thought in his life that he was angry.
But now he does. Now he does know.
That person.
Okay, but that's some level of knowledge, right? There's a lot of kinds of levels of knowledge.
But he didn't know he was angry. He just trusts that person.
Okay, but now he knows that he's angry, right? After that person told him, he knows, right?
Oh, you're
exactly.
Saying.
That's called secondary knowledge.
He
knows because someone else told him.
So now he knows. Like,
it has some level of knowing.
But a person not knowing can get to a level of knowing.
He doesn't know. Oh, okay. How can he know he cannot tell the person told him?
But you have to.
From himself that he's angry.
Besides,
what's the riot?
Besides, but you have to get to the level of knowing. Now you'll
know.
Look, you'll have to get the level of knowing. Now, there's something very paradoxical here, and this is a problem that I want to find a way to talk about. I don't know, maybe I'll just get to talk about the problem if I can convince you that there's a problem. But there's a problem here like this. So, I know one of the reasons. Now, like I said, this is a little funny why the Rambam gave us this whole drush over here. He could have skipped right away to Perek Dalet. And the reason, according to what we explained, is that he thinks that otherwise people would read Perek Dalet and say one of two things. Either, okay, I already have all the good midas that you're saying, I'm fine. Or, which is probably a bigger problem, they would say, why are you telling me that this is a good midah? That's a bad midah, what you're telling me to do. Right? The Rambam gives you his account, like what his version of what the good midahs are. And people, and this actually happens, it's very funny, you'll notice. People go to read the Rambam or some other book, or some they go to a shir, or someone tells them, and he says, you should be behaving this way and not that way. And he goes, no, I'm right, you should be behaving this way. Right? Now, assuming that one of them is right and one of them is wrong, there's a big problem of how to find out that one of them is right and one of them is wrong. Because, and I'll tell you why. Because you'll notice that there's a few levels of opinion here, right? A few levels of das here, right? So there's some person who knows that he's wrong, but he still likes still thinks, does the wrong thing, or likes the wrong thing, right? That's like the example, which is also hard to understand, and it's not clear to me that it really exists in the way that most people assume that it exists. But when the Rambam talks about people that know that they're sick, we discuss that this is a very weird thing. You can't know that you're sick, because the sickness is in the knowledge, right? We're not talking about chodak if you know that you're sick, because your mind, Baruch Hashem, works, so you see that your hand doesn't work, right? But now we're talking about, let's say, could the hand itself know that it's sick? That it's not moving correctly? How would it know? Let's assume that it has some kind of, it works by some knowledge. It still can't know that it's sick because it knows what it is and it's working backwards.
Why
so someone comes.
Into a hand?
Right, very good. Well, I'll tell you, because the sickness is not a gift, right? If I tell you, for example, now you'll notice that liking is basically, most of the time, is something very close to or the same thing as thinking that it's good. Right? Because we're not talking about sensing. Again, if someone says, I don't like getting mad, but I get mad anyways, it's happened. There's such a thing, right? I don't like getting mad. That hurts me somehow, but anyways, get mad. So that person, that's a stickle steeder, living in a stickle steeder.
Very confused now.
Right. We're supposed to get confused. That's where I'm also confused.
The liking is out of your liking now, what you just said.
What I said is that it's not a sensing, and it's also not a knowing. It's something in between, but something that has some of thing of the knowing in it.
But then if I'm liking because of that, that means it's not, I'm not really liking. I'm only liking it because...
What do you mean because? No, liking is another way of saying I think this is good for me right now.
Yeah, but if you have another reason, maybe another layered reason why you're saying it. So what?
What do you mean another reason? That is what it is. If I like to drink orange juice, that's a way of saying I think that drinking orange juice is good for me, at least right now. Right?
A person be attracted to something at the same time knows wrong thing.
We're not talking about attractions though, right? We're talking about the mid of attraction, right? We're not talking about the, it's like clearly the physical attraction. Physical attraction you could always have. Because the physical attraction has no cycle.
Shkayach,
you come back next week. More or less, same time.
If they come back, maybe in general, they
should
come back more.
Come, the door's open.
But the meeting is really open?
No, you call me.
What's the?
This is my house.
You live in Lakewood? You live here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we
have to give you cash.
Emerson
Shkoyer. You have my WhatsApp and everything. Okay.
You were in the Fjellplutchek, or that was someone else?
It's my house. Fjellplutchek.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's in Nochenbergen.
So you have the problem. There's a shtickle problem here. I'll try to explain the problem. It says here, Beferish, I could read you first. I could use the Rambam. If I don't convince you first, I could convince you the Rambam says this. You can take it if you want.
But you have a whole mahalach here, I'm getting confused.
Don't worry, I have more of them. I can print. I can change the mahalach next time, and if you have good kashas.
I don't want to learn it wrong. I have shilats on the dummy, if I go through them.
Very well.
So it makes it easier.
Okay, so
no matter what, yeah.
Sure. The Rambam says, and in the bottom of page 42, it says like this. Vora, this is an important sentence for what I'm trying to say today. Vora, a person that is bad, is avet tumet laflugus, will always want, laflugus meaning, he means say too much or too little, which are off of the center. Hashem be'emesros, really they're bad, the yidman, he will imagine, because he is sick in the soul, shein toives. This is a very important sentence. Why is it important? Because remember that we just said, you see, there's something that kill everyone, this shows us something like this. This idea of the derech ha'amitz, of the middle, the intermediate way, or how we call it, shows you something very important. It shows you that the right thing, whatever the good middah is something that is a lot less simple than we assume it is. Okay, does that make sense? Let me say it like this. So this is a simple way that I think of it. We tend to think, like, there's one model that goes like this, right?
It's not really a mean, as in it's the exact medium between two sides.
Right, mean means what? Just to be clear, mean just means what reason says. Mean doesn't mean what's in the middle. It's not a mathematical equation, right? Mean just means the correct one. But I can tell you something more than that. I can say something before that. That's one reason why the mean is just the same way of saying with the right thing, which means you have to have saich, which means it's a question of opinion and not just a question of middas. But I could say, I could try to make it more simple than this, which is sometimes we get taught a model that looks like this. Like middas are just like a thing. There's bad middas, and the problem, maybe there's good ones also, but we so usually assume that most of them are bad. There's bad middas. Chvez, tava, kas, gava, what other ones are there? Kinna, chvez, things like that. And those are like powers, like centers of energy in your soul, something. They're just powers. They're just like things that do what they want, like what push to something or attract to something. And your job is to push them down. Very simple mal. Very simple. The job of the seichel, the person has a neshama, a seichel, whatever you want to call it, ignore that. Like we have the yetzer hara, right? The yetzer hara, there's a lot of specific little yetzer haras. A bunch of yetzer, the yetzer hara says, it's like this thing, like a shtickle fire, a shtickle spring, like keeps on pushing up, tava, push it back down. I think that's a model that many people actually have. You might even find sfurim that have it, I don't know. And now that, according to that model, you don't need a lot of seichel to be a tzaddik. Well, the man, according to that model, you need a lot of koyach to be a tzaddik. You need a lot of power, right? It's actually like force. There's a yetzer hara pushing this way, and there's a yetzer hara for the seichel. It's literally, it's a
war. Kaivish is a better term for what we're describing.
We'll see. It's a term, according to them, that terminology is actually talking about that. It's a martial terminology, right? It's a war terminology. It's a violent terminology. I actually think that some of the people that do that too much become type of violent because they keep on doing violence to themselves. So they get used to being solving problems with violence. True? Now, you know what I'm talking about. Now, this is a very, not the Rambam's model, okay? This is a very simple model. The Rambam's, but this model makes it easy also to decide, right? This model is based on like a scale, a very simple understanding of what the bad middos are, right? The bad middos are these badly labels. Who told us that they're bad? But these bad labels of these bad springs, these bad centers of energy or pushers or steams that are pushing you and so on, right? We have these metaphors like putting a lid on it or I blew off my top. All these like, clearly there's like a hydraulic system that pushes things, you know? Now, what's a certain problem that this model has that I can show you easily? So a very simple problem is that this model leads you to think that extremes are good. Meaning to say, that this is very simple. Right. For example, there's a koyach atava, loving of food or loving of other things, and like a thing that bubbles up, and the tzaddik is someone that pushes it down. So binary pushes it down to 50%, the tzaddik pushes it down to 100%. And according to this, people go around thinking that tzaddikim are people that have no pleasures in life, basically. And there's some tzaddikim that never think that, and they have no pleasure in life. Anyways, that's what you end up thinking, right? Or the opposite, we can talk about good medis, right? Now, it's kind of easy for us to notice that that's not so simple. We don't really think that someone who has no pleasure in anything is a good person. It might even be bad, literally. Okay, that's not some Jewish liberal oilam, so that's not really a problem. But we could talk about it the other way around, that you could see, right? You could say, like, someone, there's a middle toiv of generosity, nedivus, giving, being a giver, and so on. And that's like, again, it's a middle toiv, like there's springs, bad springs, there's white springs. This is one of the white springs. Now, a regular person has a little bit of it, but he also has other things that counteract it. The biggest tzaddik is total mifka. Right? He just gives everything away, like some people. We actually do know people like that. And we tend to notice that they're bad people, actually. There's even, if you want to like bring chazal, like a mevazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazbzalivazb good way to live. For, at least for most people, you want to say that someone is shaylich lesh. So you notice that it's not as simple as pushing the buttons all the way up or all the way down or as much as you could, which makes a middah good. It's not actually true that there are good middahs and bad middahs, and the good ones should be pushed, promoted as much as possible, and the bad ones should be promoted as much as possible. There's something more going on. And you'll notice that this is a very simple mistake that we tend to make. It seems like natural to make this mistake, or I don't know, you see the Rambam has the same mistake that people still have today, so there must be something, or maybe they read the same books that made them think that, I don't know. But there seems to be a thing that people always think, or you can talk about courage, right? Courage is another one that's easy to show, right? It's not such a Jewish value, so it's easier to see that it's not just because we read some Saif. Right? Courage, what does courage mean? Courage is a value, it's a ma'ala. Chayre. Yeah? Ometz. Let's get him finish. I don't know, maybe Gevurah could mean that, but Gevurah could just mean physical power.
Don't be afraid to do the right thing in front of people.
Exactly. Lo yisbach tam aligim. Being courageous, okay? Courage. Going to war, right? It's usually a martial thing. Be a soldier and not be afraid, right? Now again, so you would think, okay, there's the opposite of courage, like the middle of courage is cowardness, right? Being a coward, being a pachten, being every time doing what you're being afraid of everything, right? So you would say, okay, so the bad person, people tend to say things like this. So a bad person is someone with no courage or everything afraid, and the best person is someone who's a ganz mishiget, tanz taran afayar yedin tog. And just doesn't care about dangers, right? It takes all the risks. You can see right away that that's not. courage is not taking all the risks. So we end up with a problem. Like, so what happens? Is courage a good thing or a bad thing? If you have this like very absolute, simple way of thinking, you get stuck. Is courage, is giving tzedakah good? It's good. And Baruch Hashem, most people don't have the nisayon of giving away all of their money for tzedakah, so it's easy to not think of the problem. But it's not really good, because too much is not good. You'll be poor. The Rambam says this to someone. What's the chachma if you give away all your money to tzedakah? Then you'll be poor. But it's not good, or courage is very easy to see. It's actually bad. I can't even give this a name, this bad. I could say that too much courage is something like, how is it called?
Brazen? No, no.
If you're too brazen, then you're stama mifker. I called it, I have a word. You're not serious, you're not careful, right? It's also a midrash to not take into concern any dangers or any risks that you're taking. It's the pazis, right? You're just
rash,
exactly. You're just rash. You're not courageous, you're rash. So what's the difference between courageous and rash? They seem to be the same thing. And that's serious, so I'm showing you why the simple model of midis is not a good model.
Yeah, but rash could be because you do things without thinking about it. Someone can also do the same pula, giving it some thought, and still not scared of things.
But it's the same kind of, if it's like a spring, then it's the same kind of spring. Did this spring all the way there? Spring all the way there. Maskim.
Is there any time that I shouldn't be?
Very good. So the answer to all these questions is that there's no good midis and bad midis. This is actually why we call them midas. Just we asked before about this funny word. There's no good midas. The word midas comes from this. A good midas is a good measure. Literally, the word midas comes from this. Midas literally means a measure. And the idea is, and that's why even already in Chazal, we have the word midas. It's a shtickl ha'ra'ah that Chazal thought similarly. Which is, not clear that they mean it in this way, but okay, let's dig. Midas is a measure. And that another way of saying this is that there isn't a better way of thinking about this. Is we have to add in seichel, right? Measure is already a seichel digger thing, right? It's not something that you can have without any, like it's a logic. Let's even say it's a math. Math is also calculation. It's a certain reason, right? Which means you have to add in seichel. You have to say that courage is a good middle, but courage doesn't mean, the translation of the word courage isn't not caring about dangers. No, not caring about dangers is not a good thing, not at all. Courage means caring about dangers in the correct amount, in the correct times, for the correct purposes, like you said, when you made the chesed that it's a loin tzach to take this risk, v'chili v'chili. So the word courage, instead of meaning, or the same thing tava, or whichever mid is precious, which is the opposite of being about tava, precious doesn't mean having less tavas. Precious means having the correct amount of tavas. Which, what is the correct amount? You're going to have a cycle, a das, that tells you the answer to that question. You're never going to have a mid of the answer, because you can't push anything all the way down, all the way up, in a simplistic monkey-like way, right? That's this theory.
Calibrated towards.
It has to be calibrated, but by calibrated, have to be calibrated. Forget about.
Maybe towards some intellectual.
That we'll get to that, but it has to be calibrated, which means it's a midah toiva is not a, it's not like a gashmi thing. It's not like a pusher, like some kind of energy that you're making more of or less of. It requires to have a good midah. Requires bad ones don't require that. It's just whatever. But any good midah, the goodness of a midah is depending on how much.
Well, it's bad if you don't do anything.
Yeah, then it's going to be bad. Anything right. Without das. So basically, derech hametzah and derech hadas are the same thing. Because this is just, what we say it's in between, we're just showing you that courage is neither rashness nor cowardness. Right? But what is it? I didn't tell you what it is. What it is the correct amount of rashness and the correct amount of keli. It's not any rashness really, right? But it's not rash, but no. If I made the chesed, if this is a worthy cause, it should use just to do it, then I should just do it. Of kiddush Hashem. Tzedek, do it. If it's totally not a good cause, then you shouldn't do it at all. Not because I'm a coward, I shouldn't do it. It's not really a little cowardness and a little rashness. People think that derech hametzah means little of this, little of that. It's none of that and none of that. We're just using this to show you. And how do you see what's in the middle? Only Seichel could see what's in the middle. It's not like, can't like put the people on a chart and show you in the movie what's in the middle. Like they could such a diagram to clarify it.
Will never teach you that. How?
Nobody, well, he will. But by saying this, just what I'm saying. When you say derech hametzah, what you mean to say is derech hadas. You mean to say is the correct amount. And you mean to say that what defines a good middah is not like some kind of thing that's a middah, some kind of likeness. It's likeness defined by, guided by, or in the amount of, in the way of, and a lot of different things. We have a list. I forgot the list. Like the correct, in the correct times, the correct amount for the correct reasons, and the correct person, and so on. I think. Okay.
I'm saying, but how to know?
How to know? Very good. So now that we know this, turns out. Now it turns out that having good middas and having seichel is almost the same thing. or a seichel that's relative to midas. Let's say there's other kinds of seichel that have nothing to do with this, more abstract things. But seichel masi, like seichel of how to act, is basically good midas. It's the same thing. It could still be, now it becomes even less passable to say, you'll notice, that it becomes much more complicated to say, I know this is good, but I don't have the middah. Because having the middah is basically knowing when it's good and when it's not. It's not really much anything different than knowing. Of course, there is sides for knowing, there's like the habit of actually doing it. But it's much closer, at least. That's not the same thing, but I made it much closer. You'll see that middes and moich and das are things that are a lot closer than we thought until now. Right? And this is why it's easy to say, and we say this, and the Rambam says this, like we say, someone that has bad middes will have also bad opinions. Now, we don't mean that he's not going to know math well. Math has nothing to do, only in the sense that maybe he has an agiyah that, you know, the numbers should come out like that. But
where do you find the mistake? Meaning to say, let's say someone thinks that eating dirt is bad for them, right?
Right.
So, or someone claims to think that eating dirt is bad for them, they're eating it anyway, right? So the answer is that, like, to me, one possible option is, right, you think that dirt's not good for you when you don't have a nice, beautiful plate of dirt in front of you. The dirt plate of dirt shows up, and all of a sudden you think, hey, this will be at least good for the next 15 minutes, right?
Okay, so then that you're living in a mistake.
Right. How do you move from that? Like, how do you move from that?
We don't move. It's a big problem. You cannot move. Nobody knows how to move from being bad to being good. There's a big baya. If we would have a simple model of, we always know what is good, we just have these bubbles pushing us around and we have to control them, then life would be simple. But since there is no such a thing, or at least it's a lot more complicated than that.
So can one move to more?
So when you say it's the pushing, You're saying that if it would be like that, then we would know, and we're just fighting.
Yeah, then we would not be missing any cycle. Then, in other words, that's another way of saying this would be, and I'm trying to get the Rambam's convincing you to go to the doctor. Then we would not have to go to the doctor. Right. Maybe only in the doctor in a very technical sense, like tell me which medicine I need. We're not talking about that level doctor so much. And also, right? But we need the doctor to teach us something contrary to what we think, which is almost a paradoxical thing. Nobody goes to a rabbi, tell me where I'm wrong, right? You notice that people don't usually do that. You know, there's a master, the Chassid Hashid, said that the Chassid Hashid, that their meaning was, before they went to the Rebbe, they went to the mikveh. Because when a mensch is indict, he has all kinds of, his face becomes smutsy. And they don't want the Rebbe to see the pastanage. You go to the Rebbe, so you go to the mikveh, you do tshiva before you go to the Rebbe. And then the Rebbe thinks that you're good. And then there was another Yid, they said, Meshigah, what's the point of going to the Rebbe if you're just telling him all when you could be good? The Rebbe dafman is for when you're good. When you're good, you know yourself you're good. So I'm going to dafke go to the Rebbe before I went to the mikveh. Let the Rebbe see who I am. Maybe he'll help me. You never know. Maybe he knows that he'll help me. What's the point of going to the Rebbe? Right? But that's something nobody does. You could see why also. Right? It's very difficult. And like, in other words, it's not that I'm saying, I know that this is bad. Tell me, if you know that it's bad, then what do you want from my life? You know already. Okay, you know you need a pusher. So some people have this model. A Rebbe is just someone with a lot of power. He pushes or he kachs the chani. Makes you okay, but if you want a true kind of rabbi that we're talking about here, a true kind of healer, he's going to heal you from your misconceptions, right? And why would anyone go to that? Or how do we start this story? It's very hard to start it because you already think that it's better. You think that you know better. That's basically the essence of your machal, is that you think that you know better. And you think that, and it's not even a thought, it's something like a little less than, a little more than a thought, right? It's, I like it, I think it's good.
So why can a wish be that push?
Maybe it could. I didn't say that it can't.
No, but why doesn't the Rambam consider that as a little bit of a knowing to get you to go to the doctor?
How would this wish take place? Meaning, what do you mean by
wishing? I wish.
Maybe we talked about before wishing. Maybe it would. I don't know that it won't. Obviously, he's talking to someone that does something, because otherwise nothing starts, right? You open the book, already you did something, already you assumed something, right? Although most people open books just confirm more of my biases, thank you very much. But assuming that someone opens the book with some kind of openness to being corrected, then there's something there, yeah. They have to be starting from somewhere.
Right.
And we always say, exactly, we could start with some contradictions within what you think, right? You are contradictions, okay. So we could work with that. But I'm just saying that there's a real problem here.
Let's say we simulate the dirt marshal again, right? So a person, you know, they know that they're sick, right? But he's still eating dirt. right? What's his meaning?
The person knows that he is.
What would be your Socratic conversation with such a person?
No, no, that person doesn't really need help. You notice? It's weird because that person doesn't really need help. If you know that you're sick, you're not really sick.
Then what are you?
Why what you are?
Dirt then.
No, you. And I don't think that in that story it works. That mushel doesn't work like that. That mushel, you do think that you like the dirt. You see? And I don't know how this mushel would work in this
you
sense.
You see it all the time, right? With people who go on diets. It's a pretty obvious example.
I think that's wishing.
I also think that there's evidence that diets don't work.
Yeah.
And has to do maybe with this.
Sure. I'm saying, but you watch people kind of try this.
You know that like diets don't work?
Some
like
people do it as a suppression.
Not that they don't work. That people don't stay keep
first
sick
of all,
to
yeah,
it, right?
That's the pushing thing.
Right, yeah. So 100%. Yeah. That person would advocate for suppression. What would the alternative would be? Teaching him about the foods that he's eating, right? Alternatively, right?
Meaning no, the alternative, not teaching. Just to be clear. I don't know how to. I think that the diet, the mushel of the chayla gif is confusing us the whole time. I feel like it doesn't actually work for this. For what it doesn't clarify, it makes it harder. So we should try to talk about the nimshel.
You know, I claim I don't like cake, right?
Oh, you're just lying.
Right. Okay.
Why? No, I don't like. The first thing is to stop lying. Because if we keep on lying, that's a different machlis nefesh. And I'm honest. No, I want to tell you. This is not something that I'm saying. It's something that I'm going to tell you. The one of the biggest problems we have is from lies that we lie to ourselves. Okay, we think that it's a mitzvah to lie, like he was talking about before. Something like, and I'm trying to say, do I like this? And it's like a mitzvah to say chas v'shalom, I don't like it. Okay, chas v'shalom means say I would have wanted to not like it. No problem. But you do like it, right? And if you never allow yourself in your mind to finish a sentence correctly, we're never going to get anywhere. You're just telling, you're repeating to me what you heard, what you should be. No problem. So you should be, Lana, is one thing, but what it is a different thing. So, and I feel like, and this is not a friend problem, everyone keeps on doing this. I don't want to be fat. Well, I don't know, you know what, there's this thing, the purpose of a system is what it does. You do want to be fat. In other words, in your actions, which is what we're talking about, we're not talking about some abstract opinion of what would be the good. Very important to notice. That's not so important. It is important, but not so important.
Isn't that the Bantus jump?
In some sense, yes. In some sense, but I'm defining what the machle is. The machle is not that there's such machles also. You see, there's both of the machles, and the Rambam seems to be talking about both. Maybe this is the two things that he's talking about. Maybe it's a bigger detail in one of them. What he's talking about, right? There's one person, and I know for sure the Rambam is talking about this. There's one person that thinks that precious is the best thing. Of course, he's not a Purish. Don't worry. This is like it's funny. You know, the Rambam gives us so much space in Perek Dalet to convince us not to be precious too much. I've never found a person that has this problem. I mean, of course, I have found that person, but that person has OCD. It's different machle. It's like not a real. Why is he so worried about it? He's worried about the idea about it more than he's worried about the reality, right? Because most it's not, you know, like it is like the oldies machlokes about how much pleasure you're allowed to have and so on. And one of Chassidish teachers that I have said he doesn't understand why people are worried about this. The Yetzer Hara makes sure that everyone has enough pleasure. The Rebbe's job is to make sure that little less, but the too little, not a problem that exists. What do you want from that? But the reason the Rambam is very worried about this, not on that level. I don't think it's because he met so many people that ate too little because they thought that fasting is a mitzvah or something like that. What he's worried about is a wrong conception, which of course leads to a lot of wrong actions. But it's the wrong conception. People think that, like he says, God hates the body and therefore the mitzvah is to push down your body as much as you want or whatever. Like he's worried about a wrong opinion.
That sounds extreme. That sounds like
a but it's a wrong opinion. It's not a wrong action because even that person in the end eats more or less like everyone else. It's the person is aiming for the wrong thing, right? He's aiming for the wrong thing. He's not doing the wrong thing. He's aiming for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. A person can have the wrong aims, and I think that many of us probably have the wrong aims, in the sense because we love to claim that we know what is good. We're just not doing it because of Yetzer Hara. And I think that that's a little bit too much gava. Most of us don't know what is good. We're very used to lying to ourselves about this. Of course, I know, I should be acting up and you should be learning in Koil. Why do you think? So maybe you should be worried about this. Maybe it would be better. Like, that's a different question. You see, what I should do and what is better in general is another question, right? Maybe it's better in general to be a Balbus or a Koilingam, I don't know which one, but it's not necessarily true for you. It's a different question. And we keep on confusing ourselves and keep on like lying to ourselves. Like, I can't even know what to aim for because I'm busy saying like the best thing all the time. Yeah, I should. And I talk to people. Yeah, I should. Whenever someone says I should, I know that he's not going to do it. Klalgun. Are you coming to the shiva? Yeah, I should come. Kitzi, you're not going to come, right? Okay, so this is not, and some of this should are mistaken. You should not, actually. You should not. Actually, you just made a mistake. You should not. And this now you put there. Now you can actually start becoming a normal person because you should not. Now we'll find out what you should do and try to do it. Okay. And I'm pretty sure, and the Rambam is claiming that that's itself a machla. It's maybe a machla. Now, is it a machla? Is there like different machlas of opinion or of liking? I'm not entirely sure because you'll notice that all desire is not always fulfilled. In other words, the fact that I like something and that I think that it's good is more or less the same thing. We could differentiate maybe rather between liking something universally and liking something particular. Like I like it always, I like it for everyone, or I like it for myself, or I like it today. You know, you're allowed to like food, but on your kippah, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know if that is correct. Maybe you should just be misgabalitz, but like something like that. There's different times and different places and different people. But that would be all within the same kind of liking. It's not different. Makes sense. I jumped to something a little.
Sometimes you should violate, though, like in the sense of when you're trying to train yourself, right?
Okay, no problem. But we're talking about that. We're always talking about the goals, the aims. Like, where are you aiming at? Like, what is the good? What is you're trying to get?
Be moving towards.
Yeah, even when someone likes something, he's not always eating the dirt, right? The point is that he's always drawn towards it, right? Whether in actuality or in potentiality.
Does the person also need to feel it as a need to get there?
What do you mean by a need? I don't like this word need.
Like I need to get what I like. Like I need to.
No, you want to.
Not angry all the time. I need to always.
Need is another lie. Nobody needs anything. You don't need to nothing. You like or you don't like. No, but I mean I'm not sure what you mean by saying need.
But when you like,
you mean should?
I feel like I need it because I like it.
Not sure what the word need is adding. It's I like it because I like it. Like I like doing things that I like. Is that enough? Or I need to do things that I like. It's a mitzvah. Besides for me liking chocolate ice cream, it's also a mitzvah to eat it because I like it. Is that a different level? I have an attraction towards it. That's why, because I like it. No, I don't know why you would need a need besides for
a life. People use it metaphorically. Like need is a description of saying really want, right? I need to have this.
Yeah, thing. So what do you mean? You mean I should?
Means I really want it.
Like there's a moral.
In the sense that people feel entitled.
There's an imperative to it?
No, like, not entitled. It more like.
Like it would be better for the world if I had it.
No, that's.
People
that's
like that.
Like I Napoleon need to get
needed
it done.
To have, right?
Because I like it so much, I need to get it done.
Okay, so that, but I think that's just liking, or I'm not sure why that would be more than liking.
For strong
liking. Yeah, something like that.
Right. But I think some people also, when they say need, they mean they're implying that it's better for the
you
world
think?
If they have it.
Sure. I agree with those people. That's what I'm trying to claim, that there isn't such a big difference between, there is a difference, only when we say should, usually when I say I need, like I should go, I should have a sheet every day, but I don't. I'm just like repeating, I'm just making like what I call a banner statement, right? I'm just like saying, I hold that it's a mitzvah to have kviz, and no problem, nobody asks you what you hold. So I get, so you're masking, you're a good Jew, you're masking that. I wouldn't say it's a mitzvah, so you ask him, ask him. That doesn't help, I'm not talking about that at all. That doesn't do anything, just be clear. Holding doesn't do anything. That's thinking, I think it doesn't do anything. Wanting does things, or thinking along with wanting does things, because I hold that it's good, therefore I want to do it, then you're already closer to doing it. But if there's no want, there's no attraction at all, then it's not relevant. So anything that we talk about here as a machla, as a wrong a good or bad attraction or liking, is a kind of thought along with a kind of desire. That's like the definition of the kind of thing that we're talking about, which is why it becomes very complicated to disentangle these things. Or it's not even clear that it's possible. We could talk about them separately, but maybe they don't really exist separately. Like, and that's why it becomes very hard to do tshuva, like to become better in this sense. Aristotle literally says, nobody should read my book unless they're already good. Remember? Because it's not going to help. If you're bad, you're not going to become better by reading my book on ethics. The Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam is trying to solve this problem, I think, by this whole story with the doctors and the patients. He's trying to say, you're not good, but you can listen to someone who is good.
Yeah, just to revisit the framework last week, is Aristotle assuming that everyone who lives in his Athens is good?
No. It's not, but he also thinks this, and he also has this framework of teachers and or lawgivers and regular people.
The difference is that it is no imperative to go to them?
No, I don't know. I don't know if what we said last week is true. I don't like that line of... I don't know how helpful it is to say that. No. It's more like... I would say it differently. I would say it's more like... Depends who you're talking to in the sense of... The Rambam is trying to get the people to come to the doctor. He's not so much trying to teach the doctors in this book. Because the Rambam doesn't actually have this differentiation between doctors and people. He's just giving the same book to everyone. Could be that there's really a different Shemayin HaPerukim, okay, which is what we're trying to learn. Which is what the doctors think. Like, how does the Chochem know, right? The Rambam is just talking to a normal person. He says, go to the Chochem. Okay. Now we go to the Chochem. And what did the Chochem learn? A bunch of Rambam. But the Rambam is not for the Chochem. What is the Chochem supposed to do? How does the Chochem know what's the good with this? The Rambam did like some Kalula maybe, but it seems there's a problem. You understand, the Rambam doesn't have, even in his mission toy, maybe more in the Barakhams for the Chochem, but he doesn't do what over there. He assumes that the Chochem read some other books, I guess. Because the Rambam doesn't really, you know what I'm saying? The Rambam doesn't really tell you how to be a Chochem in this areas. Doesn't teach you much.
That's only what tells. I was asking before, of like how,
yeah.
Say, like how.
Yeah, there's a problem. How do you know?
Yeah.
The Rambam sort of, again, I told you, this is a complication. I don't even have a clear way of asking the question. I only got this, I'm going to have to finish my sheet. The Rambam basically got us to realize that if, at least maybe this is enough, if having a bad midah is almost the same thing as having a wrong opinion about certain things, right? A kind of, not a wrong opinion about who should win the war in Iraq. A wrong opinion about what is good for me or what is good in general, which is almost the same thing as having a bad midah, then you would expect people that have bad middas not to notice that they have bad middas. Or to notice to a much more limited extent, or to think that at least their opinions are correct, they just have a different problem. I think that's one of the things that happens. And because you will never be healed until you stop having that, until you get taught, right? You have to be taught how to stop thinking the wrong things, basically. You're not going to be able to solve yourself. You need at least to work on, to find a way to have the correct, like the right things, and hold the right things. And then the Rambam's answer is, you should go to Chachamim, and they'll tell you what it says in Perek Dalet. That's what it says in this book. But it's interesting that the book doesn't like really include an address of where the Chachamim are. It doesn't like say, come here and I'll tell you. It sort of says, so this is a question, does he mean literally go to the Chachamim, or does he just mean turn the page to the next chapter? I'm not sure. But I can understand why you would really need a Chacham, because like it says in the beginning of Tanya, if you're reading a book, you're going to always read it with your own glasses. On the other hand, it seems maybe he does want to try to solve this problem. I don't know. But I'm just showing you that there's a problem. And good medicine basically means having good opinions. And if you have bad medicine, you're going to, because of that, think of the wrong things. And so where does it start? It's a problem. There might be answers, practical answers that make it work, but I'm just showing you the issue. And this is why, basically, the Rambam in this chapter 3, before anything, he really talks to us about intellectual virtues, about knowing. He's not talking about knowing in the abstract, the higher levels of intellectual virtues. He's talking about the kind of knowing which have to do with liking and which have to do with knowing that you're sick or knowing that you're healthy. These are knowledge things, and they're important because they're behind everything, and we have to figure them out. Shine. That's enough for me.
So I decided I'm going to say